Shukria Djidjevic, publisher of St. Louis's Bosnian newspaper Sabah, came to the United States in 1995. Growing up in his native country, he says the idea of Dr. King stood out to him and other Bosnians because they simply didn't know of or hadn't seen any other black people. Djidjevic says he was glad to realize how much freedom African Americans had once he arrived. On Martin Luther King Day, he has always made sure to include articles on King in his paper to serve as a reminder of his work.
Unfortunately, we didn't have such a person in our country before war, so war won't happen in Bosnia if we had Dr. Martin Luther King in our country. Every country needs a person like he was to open eyes to people before blood starts to show.
Americans are well aware of the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. His fight for justice was aimed at changing the world, but during the 50s and 60s sought to resonate most heavily in his home country. Today, his legacy has been celebrated tenfold. There are numerous streets and landmarks named in his honor. The government designated his birthday as a national holiday in 1986, and just last year, he became the first African American to have a monument designed in his honor on the National Mall. Juan Montaña, a St. Louis-based photographer and social activist who is from Colombia, remembers hearing about his work in the civil rights movement in high school, but didn't understand the impact of it until he began working on social issues. His message of equality and fighting for human rights stood out the most to Montaña, but he doesn't think that other Latinos are as aware.
I think a lot of people don't know enough. I think Latinos, given the situation in which we are now, the issue, you know, what's been going on with immigration in the last few years, we should know much better what he stood for and what his life is supposed to teach us.
Montaña understands that just because there is one day dedicated to honoring King, that his message can be put into action well after the parades and fanfare are over.
The fight for equality and equal rights goes every day. If you believe in his legacy, then you probably fighting every day. It's not so much about his birthday.
Born and raised in a war-torn Afghanistan, Ahmad Barakzai was fully aware of a life lived under struggle and turmoil. When he was 15, his brother brought home a contraband book that first introduced him to Martin Luther King. His interest was piqued by King's idea of nonviolent solutions to the struggle. Barakzai first studied the teachings of Islam when he arrived in the United States 12 years ago, but as he began working with the underprivileged, identified more with the teachings of Dr. King.
It gave me more a sense like how I can people help people, oppressed people, how can I stand for their rights. He was more effective to me. The way that he acted was more effective than the other movements that I noticed.
Barakzai now works at the International Institute. As for his home country, he feels that it's up to the next generation to change things.
The doors are open, and we can export new ideas. Same old Martin Luther King, but it's new to some people there, and they learn from it a lot.
Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968 and would have been 84 this year. His nonviolent teachings and speeches still continue to make an impact today. Aaron Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.